Of the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Please silence your cell phones. Let the record reflect that it is approximately 3:33 on Tuesday, March 28th. We do have a quorum to do business with Senator Wilson, Senator Egan, and myself, Senator Dunleavy. We are expecting Senator Giesel and Senator Coghill here shortly. Purpose of our meeting today is to review the governor's appointee, Wendy Shackelford, for Alaska Police Standards Council. Also, SB 8 is a bill that will be introduced, PFD contributions to tribal governments. Prime sponsor, Senator Stevens. And HB 78, Indigenous Peoples Day. Prime sponsor, Representative Westlake. So first, we're going to go to the Police Standards Commission, governor's appointee. And again, that is Wendy Shackelford. She should be online. The mission of the Alaska Police Standards Commission is to produce and maintain a highly trained and positively motivated professional capable of meeting contemporary law enforcement standards of performance. Wendy Shackelford was first appointed as a public member on July 27, 2016. She was then reappointed March 1, 2017. The term will expire on March 1, 2021. Welcome, Ms. Shackelford. Please state your name for the record, and you may begin to give your opening remarks.
Yes, my name is Wendy Shackelford, S-H-A-C-K-E-L-F-O-R-D.
Okay. Please begin your introduction of yourself.
Yes, I am a retired police officer with the Anchorage Police Department, where I served for 20 years. My specialty during that time was crisis intervention with folks experiencing significant mental health issues. I have been pretty involved in the ongoing training of police officers during my 20-year career, and actually now that I'm retired, I have continued to do that sort of support work, training police officers with mental health crisis intervention as well as peer support and self-care.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions from members of the public? Excuse me, members of the committee? Seeing none, we'll open up members of the public wish to make any comments? Anyone online? Seeing none, we'll close public testimony. I will now read the appointee committee report that we'll sign here shortly. In accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate State Affairs Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Wendy Shackelford, Alaska Police Standards Council. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. And thank you, Mrs. Shackelford. Next, we turn to SB 8, PFD contributions to tribal governments. Senator Stevens is the prime sponsor of this legislation. And we'll have Senator Stevens' staff introduce himself for the record and introduce the bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Doug Letch, aide to Senator Gary Stevens. He should be on his way. He was in the previous committee, our previous committee on the other end of our complex here, and was on its way up, but appreciate the opportunity to introduce Senate Bill 8 to the Senate State Affairs Committee today. We consider this a pretty straightforward legislation, which will allow the federally recognized tribal governments here in Alaska to receive contributions from permanent fund dividends through the popular Pick, Click, Give program. We were approached a few years ago about this idea from some of the Kodiak tribal organizations, and we have a few letters of support from them and received another one in the interim. We'll get to the committee aid. We do anticipate some additional support from some of the other organizations around the state. We introduced this bill, a similar bill, a few years ago, and some folks had joined in with that in support, and so far nobody's testified in opposition to it. As you may know, more than 200 federally recognized tribal governments are operating in Alaska, providing a variety of cultural, charitable, and social services to their members, communities throughout the state, low-income families, victims of abuse, and the like. And like many nonprofits, financial donations are a key component of those budgets. The addition of these tribal entities to the Pick, Click, Give program will allow them the same opportunities that charitable organizations and nonprofits throughout the state enjoy by being part of that program. Components of the bill, the Department of Revenue will add these federally recognized tribal governments to the program, and it subjects these entities to the same regulations and the $250 check that application fee that is currently applied to program participants. Zero fiscal note, as the costs of the program are borne by the folks that will take part in it should the bill become law. Since 2009, Pick, Click, Give has made it easier for Alaskans to help hundreds of nonprofits fulfill their missions through direct contributions through the PFD, and this has resulted in a lot of money being extended throughout the state to do the good work that we have. And the addition of tribal entities will help continue that work in a new manner. And thank you again for the opportunity to testify on this bill today in front of the Senate State Affairs Committee, and be glad to entertain any questions you may have.
Thank you, and I'd like the record to reflect that Senator Giesel's been with us for some time, and as well as Senator Cockhill, so we do have a complete quorum of senators. And Senator Stevens is also here. Senator, do you have any comments or remarks on your bill?
Senator Gary Stevens from Cody, I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate your hearing this bill. I know Doug explained it very well. We were in a Labor and Commerce meeting and just got out, so I apologize for not being here at the first of it. A very simple bill at the request of Native corporations who'd like to establish this. It's not like an easy thing for them to do, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you. Questions for members of the committee? Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a general concern or question upon this bill. I'm all fine with whoever, how many folks would like to give their PFD to charities. It's a wonderful thing to do. I'm just concerned since tribal governments sometimes have sort of depends on how their tribal courts may be set up in terms of rights of children. Is there a clause that they can't give that PFD funding that they may have custodianship over children to their own tribes or to that? Is that a
Through the chair, Senator Wilson, I'd like to do a little bit more research on your question and get back to you at the next meeting when the bill comes up. I can give you a more detailed answer on that if you wouldn't mind.
Thank you.
Questions from members of the committee? Seeing none, we're going to lay the bill aside, and then we'll open up public testimony at our next meeting for the bill. Thank you. We're going to take a quick and easy to change over. We're out of back in session, out of recess. We're now going to turn to the next item, which is HB 78, Indigenous Peoples Day. Representative Westlake is the prime sponsor of this legislation. Representative Westlake, if you can state your name for the record, introduce your bill, as well as your staff, that would be great.
Okay, thank you. I'm Dean Westlake, House District 40 representative. With me is Elizabeth Rexford, and she is staff in my office and works for First Alaskans Institute. First of all, thank you very much, Senators and Chairman Dunleavy, for hearing this bill today. House Bill 78 establishes the second Monday of October each year as Indigenous Peoples Day. As you know, here in Alaska, you just heard Senator Stevens' staffer there talking. There's over 220 tribes here in Alaska. And This day is also recognized as a Columbus Day. It's not a state holiday. What we'd like to do is recognize Native cultures, what we bring to the state, the rich history that we have in working with everyone, and just celebrate it. As you know, Governor Walker, the last 2 years has proclaimed the second Monday as Indigenous Peoples Day, and we'd like to continue this as well. So we do appreciate your time and consideration in this.
Thank you. Are there questions from the committee at this time? Because we do have invited testimony. Seeing none, do we have Liz Medicine Crow? Is she online? First Alaskans Institute?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, could you please identify yourself for the record and begin your testimony?
Hello, yes, my name is Elizabeth Medicine Crow, and I'm the president and CEO of First Alaskans Institute, and I'm calling in support of this bill.
Thank you. Can you proceed with your testimony?
Certainly. I want to extend my thank you to Representative Westlake and to Elizabeth Rexford for putting forward this bill in support of Indigenous Peoples Day. And I wanted to speak to the committee to share a few of my thoughts about why it's incredibly important. And I also want to recognize and thank the committee for hearing this bill. For the past few years, there's been an effort, a grassroots effort, really, around the state of people excited to recognize the amazing contributions of Alaska's very diverse Indigenous peoples. A few years ago at our Elders and Youth Conference here in Anchorage, we were really excited by the fact that the mayor of Anchorage had put forward a proclamation recognizing the second Monday of every October as Indigenous Peoples Day. We were also notified by the governor's office that he was also putting forward a proclamation in recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day. And I can't tell you the incredible amount of emotion and excitement and happiness that the participants of our Elders and Youth Conference experienced when these proclamations were read out loud and shared with them. We had about 1,500 people in the audience at the time, plus we had a statewide viewing happening as well through GCI. The incredible feedback that we received from our participants, from our elders and our youth about how much it impacted their feelings of identity and pride as Native peoples being recognized in this way. It just really lit up the entire room. And we had groups of young people racing to the front of the room to have their photos taken and take selfies with the proclamation. And we really were excited about that reception and wanted to share that with the committee. This bill is really incredibly important as a way for people to feel that connection between Alaska and our Alaska Native people. So in support of this bill, I wanted to share that story with you. I'm happy to answer any questions as well.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee for Ms. Medicine Crow? Seeing none, thank you. Next, we have members of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. If you'd like to come forward, there's two seats, but if you want to, I guess you can move another seat up if you wish, or just wait.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ladies, if you can identify yourself for the record and who you're with, that'd be great.
I am Connie Monroe from the Alaska Native Sisterhood Camp 2, who supports House Bill 78 and wants to go on record for that, designating the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day, which will recognize the thousands of years of history of Native Alaskans and honor the culture and contributions they gave to all of the people. We thank the author Representative Dean Westlake, the legislative sponsors, and approval of the State House, and look forward to this committee's approval of House Bill 78 for the Senate to vote on. I just would like to add that I'm a Vermonter, a Caucasian, adopted by the Tlingit culture, and a member of 46 years of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. And it was wonderful to see Dunleavy and Wilson here, because my daughter was here last Thursday, and she's from Wasilla, a Republican. I'm a Democrat. And the celebration from Vermont, I don't know whether you know this, but years ago, Willie Hensley provided the papers of the Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act to the Mi'kmaq Indians on the East Coast. And the whole sharing of the culture, the celebration of that culture, is close to my heart. And many years ago, the Italians in Juneau, which is an Italian membership society named by Jim Duncan, was planning a big celebration for Columbus Day to honor the Tlingit and Haidas in Juneau, which they refused. And it was a real shock to me, and something that I needed to learn about why they did. And what we did then is all got together in a potlatch Caucasian area and just had dinner together. And the recognition of the first Alaskans is so important of their ability to forgive, their ability to not discriminate, for equality, for sharing of the resources, is so important. And our tourists will be here in a few weeks. And why do they come here? They come here to see the cultures, to learn from them, and to see the animals which we're preserving. And so it's a sharing and a love for each other. But the formal recognition is so important, and I'm hoping that there will be a vote today so it can go to the Senate for a vote, and I will be there on that voting day. Thank you.
Thank you. Would you like to introduce yourself for the record, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. My name is Catherine Hope. I've been the lead host greeter from Mont Roberts, going on my 10th year. And I grew up in a mission school for 8 years in Haynes House and 4 years Shell and Jackson. I never heard of racism too often when I grew up, because I thought we were all equal, and we are all equal. My dad is half English and half Yupik from Bethel, and he married my beautiful mother, and she's Tlingit, Irish, and Russian. And when I vote for, when I greet people from Mont Roberts, from all over the world, I treat them equally, regardless of their race. From Europe, New Zealand, Hawaii, Texas, and their famous barbecue, they all, I love every race, and that's the way I grew up. And when I greet them every year, I try to make them comfortable. I teach a little bit of Tlingit words up in the Sciatica, Mont Roberts Theater. And I'm very honored to sit here and let you know that my first cousin, and which I'm very proud to announce him, he's Lieutenant Governor Barr Malott. And I just want to let you know that I'm very honored to sit here, and I would like to support the Indigenous Peoples Day, Bill 78, I believe. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for the ladies or members of the committee? Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Good as cheese.
Again, if you can identify yourself for the record, who you're with, begin your testimony. Thank you.
Sure. My name's Ann Fuller. I'm a member of Alaska Native Sisterhood, the Glacier Valley Camp 70. I'm here to speak in support of House Bill 78 because I do believe our state should establish Indigenous People Day. Through history, the original people of Alaska welcomed newcomers, and this bill offers the state and current residents an opportunity to honor Native Alaskan people. That's it.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Thank you. Seeing none, we're going to go next to E.J. David. Are you online?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name for the record, who you're with, and begin your testimony.
Yes, my name is E.J. David. I live in Anchorage. I work for the University of Alaska Anchorage. I'm representing myself right now. I was born in the Philippines and grew up in Barrow in Otiagavik. I have been an Alaskan for 23 years, so thank you, Senators, for hearing HB 78. Thank you, Representative Westlake, for authoring the bill. And thank you all for this opportunity to share some of my reasons for why we need Indigenous Peoples Day here in Alaska. The other speakers have provided very good reasons in support of the bill already, so I will keep mine short. Really, my reason for why we need Indigenous Peoples Day is actually quite simple. It should have been done a long time ago out of respect to the Indigenous peoples of these lands. And we didn't, and we still haven't. The fact that it is now the year 2017, the state of Alaska is now 58 years old, and yet here we are, still fighting to recognize and honor the Indigenous peoples of these lands. The people who lived in and took care of these lands since time immemorial is my biggest reason why we need Indigenous Peoples Day. Indigenous Peoples Day should have been established in 1867 when William Seward purchased Alaska. It should have been established in 1912 when Alaska became a territory. It should have been done in 1917 when the Alaska Territorial Legislature declared Alaska Day a holiday. It should have been established in 1959 when Alaska became a state. Indigenous peoples have been devalued and erased from the history of their own lands, and this has been happening for over 100 years. Alaska's indigenous peoples were disregarded and forgotten in 1867, in 1912, in 1917, in 1959. It is now 2017. Let's not disregard and forget indigenous peoples anymore. It's now 2017. It's time that we finally learn from the painful mistakes of the past. The mistakes of oppression, of colonialism, of forced assimilation, of cultural genocide. It's time that we honor, recognize, and pay respects to the indigenous peoples of this land. It is now 2017. This is my reason why we need Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. David, for members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you. Next, we move on to NOAM Superintendent, Mr. Sean Arnold. Are you online?
I am.
Could you please identify yourself for the record, who you're associated with, and begin your testimony?
Yes, thank you. My name is Sean Arnold, Superintendent of NOAM Public Schools. Thank you very much for allowing me to testify today, and I'm speaking in support of House Bill 78. Indigenous Peoples Day recognizes and celebrates the heritage of Indigenous peoples throughout the Americas, as well as the history and contribution of Alaska Natives in our state and regions. Recognition of Indigenous Peoples Day is a matter of respect. Here in NOAM, when over 80% of our students are of Alaska Native heritage, it just made sense for our school district to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day in October of 2015, the second school district to do this in Alaska after Fairbanks. By changing the second Monday in October from Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, it better reflects our communities and a true, accurate account of the history of Indigenous people beginning long before Christopher Columbus sailed, which is necessary to set the historical record straight and to respect the traditional cultures and languages of Indigenous peoples here in Alaska. So thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Arnold? Seeing none, we'll move on to Fairbanks. Superintendent Karen Gaborik, are you online? Is Fairbanks online? No Fairbanks. Okay. Excuse me? Okay. I'm going to try my best as to pronounce your name. Yadabe Evans from Fairbanks North Star Borough. Are you online?
Yes, I'm on the call. Can you hear me?
Yes. Please identify yourself for the record, who you're with, and begin your testimony.
Hi, my name is Yeti Bay Evans. I'm with the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District and work as the Alaska Native Education Director, and today I'm testifying on behalf of our superintendent, Dr. Karen Gaborik, in support of House Bill 78. I really want to just say thank you so much, Representative Westlake, for submitting this bill, and also to the committee for hearing it. An Indigenous Peoples Day resolution was first passed in 2015 by the Fairbanks North Star Borough School District. The resolution began its process through a group of concerned Alaska Native parents. They recognized a need for students and our community to have a positive attribute to look up to and to see all the contributions of the people that represent Alaska over thousands of years that we have lived here. The Alaska Native Parent Group worked with the Diversity Committee to bring forward the resolution to the school board who unanimously passed it. The Indigenous people of Alaska have contributed to our state's culture, structure, economy, and society as a whole. The Indigenous people of this land have survived for over 10,000 years and have shared the unique skills and mindset it takes to thrive in an environment such as ours. By acknowledging the Indigenous people, this state will create a positive precedence which will further enhance multicultural connections and help propel our communities forward. The FNSBSD supports the Indigenous Peoples Day and will continue sharing materials to honor this special day and celebrate our cultures. Thank you for this time.
Thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Thank you. That concludes invited testimony for the day. Representative Westlake, can you come up just one last time? I have a question for you. Thank you. And I'm looking at your sponsor statement, because I heard something from one of the testifiers that your bill would replace Columbus Day. Does it replace Columbus Day? Because your sponsor statement says the day should also honor.
And thank you, Dean Westlake, to the chair of House District 40. No, actually, what it does is absolutely does not. It's inclusive of that. We, as Native peoples, have never, ever been exclusive, and we will continue that tradition proudly.
What you're saying is there's room enough on that day for Indigenous
people.
All
of us, yes.
I just wanted to get that clarification. Thank you. Okay. Any questions for members of the committee? If not, we're going to place the bill aside. We'll open up for public testimony at one of our next meetings and continue the process.
Thank you.
So with that, our next meeting is going to be Thursday, March 30th at 3:30 p.m. We'll hear SJR 2, Constitutional Amendment, Appropriation Limit, and SB 77, Second Class Borough Service Areas. We may also have time to squeeze in another bill, but we'll get you an amended schedule for that as well. Are there any closing comments from members of the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much.